I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome to Que Gol Es. So Ralph Rangnick is set to take the reins at Manchester United until the end of the season after agreeing terms with the club. Luis Miguel Echegaray is away, but let's not pretend that this isn't an upgrade. I'm Jonathan Johnson, and I'm going to be filling in today alongside Fabrizio Romano to break down the ins and outs of this surprise deal and what it now means for the Red Devils' search for a permanent coach between now and the end of the campaign. Que Gol Es begins right now. Well, welcome back to Que Gol Es. I'm delighted to say that I'm joined by Fabrizio Romano. Fabrizio, thank you for jumping on. What a surprise deal. So run us through it. Who is Ralph Rangnick to start with?
Yes, a super surprising one. First of all, thank you again. Always super pleasure to be here together. And yes, it's a super surprising one because we weren't expecting Man United to go for this kind of solution. So what I think as first point and key point is that it will be an interim manager. So Ralph Rangnick will sign a contract as an interim manager, but it's not going to be simply an interim manager. It's much more than this. I always say, since I know how is Ralph Rangnick, and everybody knows how is Ralph Rangnick in football, he's not a kind of interim coach. He's not working for 3 or 4 months for a club. He's a man of vision. He's one of the biggest vision managers or directors in football in the last 20 or 30 years. So I'm talking about a person that changed the life of top current managers like Jurgen Klopp, Thomas Tuchel, Julian Nagelsmann, and many, many others. So the impact he had for these managers, for many players that now are playing for top clubs around Europe, they were in the scouting radars of Ralph Rangnick. So he can do many different things for a club. And this is why for Man United, this is the surprising appointment. Surprising because they had meetings with many managers. They were thinking of Mauricio Pochettino as priority, but it was almost impossible to convince Paris Saint-Germain, as you know better than me, to change their plans during the season. And this is why they were looking for an interim solution. But as I said, instead of going like for Valverde or Rudy Garcia or these kind of names, the name of Rangnick means he's going to be also something for the future, someone for the future, for helping the Manchester United project to be trusted also in the coming years, thanks to the 2-year deal for consultancy role for Manchester United. And so will be part of the board of Manchester United after being interim manager.
Yes, you mentioned what this means for United and for Rangnick moving forward beyond this season. What are the exact terms of the deal and when will he be able to take charge? Because it's my understanding he won't be able to be in charge of United this weekend against Chelsea. So I guess that means Carrick stays on for at least one more game.
Yes, Carrick will be on the match for the game with Chelsea. This is 100% sure and also has been communicated to the team today from what I'm told. So it's going to take some days because of the work permit and also because, as we are speaking right now, Ralf Rangnick negotiations between Lokomotiv Moscow and Manchester United are still ongoing. Rangnick himself wants to be respectful with Lokomotiv Moscow as he's under contract. And the same from Manchester United. They want to have a great league with the club. So this is why they're still negotiating and finding the right way to complete this agreement. And then Ralf Rangnick will fly to England and then he will sign his contract as new Manchester United interim manager, as I said, for 6 months. So till the end of the season, this is the expectation. Then we will see if they want to continue maybe with him. Never say never in football. We know how strange is this sport, and sometimes you sign as an interim and then you end up as the manager for many years. So let's see what is going to happen. But the plan is to have a new manager, the new face of Manchester United project in summer 2022, with Ralf Rangnick having power in Manchester United football decisions in the coming years. And this is why he accepted, because when on Monday I'm told they had the first contact, Ralf Rangnick, his agents, his lawyers, and Man United, they were offering only the interim role, and Rangnick was saying no, he wasn't excited on the interim position because he wants to work long term. And then Man United proposed him to add 2 years with consultancy role, and Rangnick said yes to this opportunity. So this is what changed his mind on this Man United chance, and this is why he's going to be involved also in the decision of the new, of the next manager of Man United, with Mauricio Pochettino still considered the best one by the board because they love him and they would love to have him. But let's see what happens with PSG in this case.
Yeah, so you mentioned the potential appointment of a permanent replacement at the end of the season. What does this mean for the search now? We've spoken a little bit about Pochettino already, but we also know that there's other names in the frame like Ten Hag as well. Does this now change it to make one of them perhaps more of a favourite?
I would say Pochettino. At the moment, Pochettino is the one with the biggest favour of the board because they like his approach, how he works daily, his European mentality too. So they want to go with Mauricio Pochettino in summer 2022. But as I say, it depends how the season will continue with Paris Saint-Germain, and we will see. And then the name of Ten Hag you mentioned is absolutely still into the list. It's one of the managers they appreciate. So they always had a list with a plan A, with Mauricio Pochettino in first position, and then Ten Hag and Rodgers as managers appreciated. And then they had another list with potential interim managers, with Ralf Rangnick winning this race, but they also had a meeting with Ernesto Valverde. They had a meeting also with Rudy Garcia. So they had many managers in their list, but this is the plan. Plan A, Mauricio Pochettino, and then Rodgers and Ten Hag in particular as potential other options for Man United in the summer.
Yeah, and who do you think is going to perhaps gel best with Ranieri's style? Because it's not only a question of which players are going to fit into his system who are currently at United. It's going to be future transfer targets and, of course, the next coach who comes in as well.
Yes, I think this is a fair point, first of all, because now we have a lot of interviews, old interviews of Ralf Rangnick around, speaking about maybe not so well about Luke Shaw, but in a very positive way about Jadon Sancho. I think it's normal when you are not working for a club to have your opinion on players, and then maybe you jump into a new job and you can change your mind based on daily training. So I think he's going to be honest with players. I still remember when he was one step away from joining AC Milan, it was almost done deal for Ralf Rangnick to be the new AC Milan manager, that he wanted Ibrahimovic out, he wanted Simon Kjær out, he wanted to rebuild the project with young players instead of old, let's say old, we're talking about top players, but not so young players. And so let's see with Man United what will be his approach, because of course in the case of Cristiano Ronaldo, we can't say that he's old or young, he's Cristiano. And so I'm sure Rangnick is not stupid and he's going to protect Cristiano from any critics and he will be at the center of the project. At the same time, they need to do the decision on many other players. They have many contract situations to be clarified, like Paul Pogba, also many other players like Luke Shaw, who is out of contract in 2023, Jesse Lingard. So they have many decisions to take, and this is why Lingard and many other players will have to face this new era with Ralf Rangnick and then see what is going to happen. I'm sure that instead of many other managers, for Rangnick is key to understand that he will have a lot of power in many areas of the club, and one of these areas will be scouting. He loves to find young talents around, and so I think he's not going to force some situations, like if players are not happy to play for United or they want a new contract but from different clubs and not from United, he will be prepared to say, okay, we save money from your salary and we go to look for a new talented player in the same position. So this will be the mentality, to find players that could be happy to play for United and ready to play for United at top level for many years and not just for one or two seasons. This will be the new project of Ralf Rangnick, not just as a manager, but as I say, as part of the board, because we have to consider him more than an interim manager.
Yeah, I'm glad that you brought that up, because this brings me on to my final question now. Obviously, you've mentioned Lokomotiv Moscow already, where he was already in a position. But Ranieri's taken a very interesting approach over the last couple of months, where he's almost gone kind of freelance with his services, to find new clubs. Going to such a big club as Manchester United, first of all to be manager and then later on to be part of that board in like a directorial role, surely that means the end of his potential involvement with any other clubs.
I'm sure, yes. I'm sure. This is a very good point, I think, from you, because, as you said, he was working with Lokomotiv Moscow, but also many other clubs were interested in having Ralf Rangnick as potential consultant in difficult moments or when they want to rebuild the project. So he's always been so requested by top clubs, But at the same time, Man United means that you are working 24 hours for Man United. And I'm sure that for his kind of mentality, it will be like this. He lives on football, so will be 24 hours focusing on Man United project as a manager in the first 6 months, but already having the vision as a director to help the club for something that has to be long-term and not just for 6 months. He's also important to remind that in one of his last interviews, he said that Chelsea were interested in him to have an interim manager after Thomas Tuchel. And then he said no, because he didn't want to be the manager for 3 or 4 months. It's not in his style. And this means that now the new Man United would be built also with him as a director, as part of the director, so part of the board. So this is why I think it will be 100% focused on the Manchester United job. And he always wanted a Premier League job. He was dreaming of Premier League football. So for him, it was impossible in this case to say no, having the chance to be the manager and then to pick the next manager.
Yeah, well, very exciting times. Looking forward to seeing how it unfolds. Fabrizio, thanks a lot for joining me. A pleasure as always.
Thank you. Thank you, DJ. Always super pleasure. And see you soon on Che Golasso.
Likewise. Well, thanks for tuning in, everybody. Remember to follow the Che Golasso podcast on Twitter at Che Golasso Pod. Subscribe to the Che Golasso page on YouTube and hit the notification bell. And of course, subscribe to Che Golasso wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.